Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, we're going to continue with our theme from last week, where you are showing us some pretty good value Cabernets from around the world.
Yeah, it's easy to get hooked on Cabernet. The flavors are so good. It's sometimes not so easy to pay for them because they can be pretty pricey. But we have some really good values here I'd like to talk about today. The first one is from France, and it's my wine value of the week. It's Le Jamel Cabernet Sauvignon from the Pays d'Oc, 2019, $15. And, you know, Hugh, Cab Sauv has become very popular in the south of France, capitalizing on its worldwide popularity. In the south of France, where quantity was valued over quality, let's just say, we are seeing a lot of dreck, but this one is not. This is a nice wine, Le Jamel, and I really enjoyed it. It's really pretty decent. There's a nice earthy nose of sweet overt fruit, sort of a sweet dark plums, and this gives way to on the palate, the same flavors giving way to a dark tannic passage that leads to a very dry finish. So a lot of earthiness working with the fruit.
Well, that's typical for that region.
Yeah, it sure is. And I think it's just a very good everyday wine. Le Jamel Cab Sauv. From Washington State, you know, I love Washington State Cabernets. And here's one simply called The Guide. It's Cab Sauv from the Columbia Valley. And it's 2019. It's also $19. Not bad.
That's a good value for
that. It is a good value. This is a rather elegant Cab Sauv from Washington. It's fairly pale in color, and it features an aroma of ripe red apples, brambly wood, a whiff of smoke, and a touch of leather. Now, the wine is light for a cab, but it's bursting with flavor. There's sour cherry that's dominating with additional notes of dark, bitter blackberries and black coffee. The whole thing closes with a bitter tang reminiscent of so many Tuscan reds that we like. And there's nothing wrong with that little tad of bitterness at the end. I really like this wine, and I like it because of its restraint and its suppleness. So it's full marks. And like I'm saying, these Washington State cabs are really wonderful. If you haven't tried them, I recommend them very highly. Now, finally, here's something of an oddball, Hugh. We all like that. This is from Argentina, and it's called Light Bulb. Yes, Light Bulb. Like something just went off. You know, the light bulb went off. Cab Sauv from Mendoza, 2021, $14. And this is, first of all, it's a very young wine, and it's one of the oddest cabs I've ever come across, but it's kind of likable. It's the palest cab I've ever seen. It's practically a dark rosé. The nose is unusual. There's iron with notes of cherry and coffee. On the palate, the wine is certainly light-bodied and very spicy. The primary flavors are black cherry and black coffee, and there is a distinct sweetness to the fruit, which I think is really quite welcome. Now, there's not much in the way of tannin in this very young wine, which kind of surprises me. But there is really nice acidity, giving it good structure. Clearly, the wine is everyday cab. It's going to be good with pizza, with burgers, or a cheese plate. So at $14, light bulb cab, you can't go wrong. People can try to find these things on the website and go out and go shopping. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.